Greetings, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio. We've got another great show tonight, and I'm hoping Skype holds out here because we're having a little difficulty, and as usual, whenever we have a great show, we seem to have a little interference. But one of the things that we are doing is we will be talking to Australia, so we may have a little break up here and there, so just bear with us, but the information is, it needs to get out. I want to give people a heads up. Basically, there's a lot going on right now on the planet. I mean, we are just rocking and rolling with earthquakes, volcanoes, and the sun is calming down a little bit, but we're getting a lot of gamma rays, you know, hitting us from other parts of the universe out there. So it's getting busy. A lot of changes coming down, social, economic, and physical as well. So hang in there. And I wanted to talk a little bit this show about what is happening and some other things that are happening that are really awesome, you know, when you think about it. But I want to talk, before I bring our guest on, I wanted to talk a little bit about a story that's about 450,000 years old, and it's been told over and over and over redundantly without any information in the now and what's happening now. And so I'm going to give you the condensed version of this story, but this is about the ancient Anunnaki who came to Earth about 450,000 years ago. And they actually were in need of gold because their atmosphere was failing and their whole civilization was going down the tube. So they went and were mining gold here on Earth so they could make an aerosol out of it to save their planet. And in that process, they brought their own people here called the Ajiji. And the Ajiji revolted, and so they said, well, it looks like we've got to do something else. So they took Neanderthal man, a knuckle dragger, and added their genetics. And through a lot of experimentation, they came up with basically a human that was a lot more intelligent, that had their genes aligned with the Neanderthal man, and they used them as workers. So there was a Supreme Council during that time, and the Supreme Council, you know, consisted of Anu, Enki, Enlil, and quite a few others, some very advanced beings on this council, and they did have to operate under universal law and things of that nature. So anyway, so what they did was they got the gold they needed, and there was a great uplink in genetics, you know, an extreme advance in genetics for the Neanderthal. And it was kind of a win-win situation in the very beginning. And the problem came is when the main group left, and they left some of their people in charge to oversee this new civilization. And that's where our history comes in. And you start hearing all of this crazy stuff going on where they fell, you know, the fallen ones, the gods. And, you know, the image of the bearded god, you know, the tall, blonde-haired, blue-eyed, bearded god came from, or brown-haired, blue-eyed, you know, god, or green-eyed god, some were green-eyed, came from these ancient legends. That's where our images came from. But we have to go back to who created them, you know, that, you know, there is a supreme intelligence. And whenever you have a body and a form, you know, you have a division or a separation. It's not the totality of God, but in the Bible, they talked about the Elohim or the gods. You know, it was always plural. So anyway, that's where this story comes from. There was two main characters, Enlil and Enki. Enki was the creator god, and he was very loving, very peaceful god. And Enlil was the destroyer god, you know, the wrathful god. And that's why we have two images of God throughout our history that we don't understand, because, you know, on one case, there's this all-loving, all-forgiving god, and a creator god, and on the other side of the coin, there's this jealous, wrathful god that, you know, punishes his people. He's a genocidal maniac and just wipes out village after village, you know, and bashes the kids' heads out on rocks and kills every man, woman, and children and animal and salts or fields, you know. So anyway, that's the ancient history. So we've been playing out this historical event since, you know, over 450,000 years, and the some of the people left behind here, you know, they continued and they mated with the women of man and saw them to be fair. And they had their spouses, which were half jumped up again, half Anunnaki, half human. And it went on and on. So Noah was about, I think Noah was like 2/3 Anunnaki, or at least half Anunnaki. A lot of our ancient biblical people were actually part of that that interbreeding. So, and the pharaohs and everything else. So it goes on and on. But I'm giving you the condensed version of this. And we've been acting this out. I mean, it's like the Hatfields and McCoys. They've been doing turf wars on the planet for a very long time, and they've gotten humans to engage in their wars, and they've been pitting us against each other, and these are the fallen ones that were left behind. So basically, there's a new group that's come back. They're returning now, and nobody's talking about the Anunnaki, the enlightened ones that are returning, and because they are still dealing with the old story, you know, that they're here to conquer, pillage, and control, and dominate, and the old story. They're still running these old programs, a lot of fear and victim programs in it. But you take a civilization that's over 450,000 years old, and they were already advanced, and, you know, you have them snorting gold dust for 450,000 years and evolving at the same time. Well, there's a whole different story going down, but nobody wants to tell you about that story. So tonight, we're going to tell you about that story and also tell you about an amazing event that happened where we connected with these beings and the Council of 12, who are extremely advanced. They operate under universal law. They're very loving, very powerful beings, and they're coming to right a wrong, to change things and clean up the mess and take care of the ones they left behind. You know, it's part of their karma to do that. So we're in the process of that right now. This is just starting up, and there's some beautiful beings that we've actually connected with here. And one of them actually downloaded a song while I was sitting at the picnic bench out here at Isetti with Andrea and Dell Fisher, who are amazing artists, you know, musicians. And this song just was downloaded. I wrote it out and probably 20 minutes. I've never written a song before. I don't know how to write a song. And it just came through, and I handed them the words, and they put the music to it. Andrea sung it. And boy, it just brought tears to everybody. So it's an amazing story how this unfolded. So I wanted to bring them on the show so we can talk a little bit about how this song came to being, and then play the song for people that want to hear this song as well. So without any further ado, I hope we've got them live from Australia. Andrea and Del Fisher, are you with us?
Yes, James, we're here.
How are you, James? Really lovely to be here.
Mm. Oh, it's so great to hear your voices again.
Likewise, James.
Yeah, it was definitely an amazing day, that day. And it just put shivers up my back thinking about the way that the song took place from just sitting and chatting with each other at the bench, and then for somebody that's never written music before goes and writes a song. You said it took 20 minutes. To me, it felt like it was done within like 10 minutes or 5 minutes, and you come back and it was done. It was one of the most amazing things you could ever witness to be part of. And then I don't know why, but I knew what key the music had to be in, and when I told Andrea, my wife, I said, this is what's taking place. She said, I don't know if I can just sing a song straight away. And all of a sudden, I'll let her tell you about that, but she just was able to sing it and the way that it was meant to be sung from the word go. And the three of us collaborated to be part of something that is way bigger than we could ever understand, just how something can be. What you did, James, was incredible. Just channeling a song that musicians know that you normally have to write a song and you tweet it for weeks and some people for years, but you did that within 5 or 10 minutes and word perfect. It was just the way it was written. It was incredible. It wasn't one of the most beautiful things I've ever been part of in my life. And I don't know, for you, Andrea, you were able to sing it, and you didn't even know that you were going to be able to, and all of a sudden you could.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a beautiful process. And it was quite interesting because a lot of the music that we do bring through is often quite a surprise and channeled through as well from our end in Australia. But James handed us the lyrics and Del and I read them through, and like I was just blown away by the words. They really touched me quite deeply, and I felt this mammoth job ahead of me. Del said it has to be written in D minor, and I just went, okay. And James and Del were looking at me and saying, okay, well, we'll see you in about 20 minutes when the music's done. And I just looked at James and went, oh, I feel pressured. I don't know if I can do this, James. But anyway, I went off into our camper van because we were part of a festival on the ranch, and I just shut the door, took the guitar in and shut the door and just started with D minor, and the song just came through me, I think, just as beautifully as the words came through to you, James. Oh, yeah. The music was just given to me, and I started with that note, just singing it, really softly. And next thing, the whole song just kind of emerged and showed itself to me. And I couldn't wait. Del walked up just as I'd finished writing the music, and I played it to him. And then I just went, quick, you've got to get James. You have to get James. Because we wanted to share it.
We played it that virtually there once, and I just had tears. It was just like I was being hit and hit, and it was like it was so amazing. And then I had to go and get James, and James came over and listened. It was the same thing happened to both of us. It was like, wow, is it only happening to us? And then we played it to a larger group of people, and the same thing happened. And then over here in Australia, we played it at some live gigs, and it's one of those songs that when you hear it live, it really must touch some of your emotions, because people get in touch with it and feel it, and they want to know about it and talk about it. They don't understand why they're so attracted to the song, and we tell them that it's it's coming from a higher level. There's nothing that we can sort of do to stop it, because this is a part of the
evolution.
Part of evolution, or part of something that's way bigger than we can ever understand, and this is how they can, send the message out to lots of people to help them understand the journey of just even what James, you were talking about just then, of what had taken place and how they're coming back. And when we were there, you got the names of the 12 people on the council, which was, it was like we were just being blessed with being that there. They knew what they were doing to put us all together at the same time.
Well, it just came through all of us. It was funny because the words came through. I don't even take credit for it. I just got out of the way and wrote down. My whole crown was lit up like crazy. I wrote down the words, and then I noticed when you were singing it that the energy was so strong coming through that, I mean, it was probably hard. I know with Andre, it was probably hard for you to even sing the song, because I remember there was so much energy coming through when you were singing, and then you just let it flow and let it come out. And it was just, I think that's what affected all of us, the inspiration, the music, the words, and just getting out of the way and just letting it happen. That flow just came through, and that's, I think that's why it has such an effect, because it was just coming in from like a eighth dimension, basically, to help people out in these times.
Yeah, it's so beautiful. And James, I think too, it was interesting because a couple of days before the song came through, I had a personal healing with you. And I said a prayer after that I wanted to just open up, my channel even more than what it was, to receive anything that was going to, help all of us universally. So I really felt quite honoured that, they kind of got onto it pretty quickly, I think.
Yeah.
It was pretty amazing the way, it blew me away too. And you know, to me, I'm really checking, you know, my ego on this one, you know, because, you know, I went to write another song. I go, oh, I can write another one, you know, and I sit down, I start to write another song. I go, okay, where is it? You know, and so I'm sure they've got more, you know. I just have to really take the time, and I know when it's time, it'll come through. I have one that came through, but I'm still working on it.
Yeah, well, James, I've received or been channeled just the music for the next, I think, four songs, and I don't even know why, but I know the key that it's in and how to play it before it even comes. So nothing can surprise me. I just know that it's meant to be, and we're getting guided from a greater force to share this and to get it out, to let people to hear the story and feel the same way that for them to get their message through, and music's a great way to do it. I think it's I've never written songs that I've already been, I know that I'm writing the music for, where I don't even know the words, and it's quite an incredible feeling when I wake up in the morning and said to Andrea, I've got the music.
The keys
for the next, I think, four songs, and I can tell you how it progressed. And I just, we spoke for a couple of hours, and pretty gifted just to have each other to bounce off of each other. And when something like that happens to you, you can wake up and just be able to share it with someone that you love so much, and for them to be in tune with you. And I think I'd sent you an email, or I'm not too sure if Andrea did, just to let you know that we've already got the music, and I don't know how. I do know how, but it's just, it's a real amazing part to be part of something like this. So to all the listeners, if you can just feel it or let it, one person said that we've gotten some emails back, and said they just put the earphones on and went and listened to it, and they, it's touched their whole soul, their whole thing. They've been replaying it, and then said that Andrea's voice is like an angel, and I've always known that she's been an angel. I just think that it's something that other people are getting to share with, and we're very lucky. So thanks, James,
Thank you. People are saying that what I'm hearing from people is that it's triggering ancient memories in their souls, and it's also, you know, almost like an apology, you know, for the ones they left behind, you know, which is very important right now, and also gives people hope that there is a future, that, you know, this tyranny is going to come to an end, and it's coming to an end from the top down. You know, so it gives people hope and awakens, you know, ancient memories within their soul as well.
Yeah,
that's beautiful. And I think too, James, that we've been getting the same feedback. We had some beautiful reviews. A lot of people have been downloading it from CD Baby. And we had a really gorgeous review written yesterday. And the gentleman just wrote, you know, music from the angels, ... and then he wrote down how he felt about the song, and how it just helped him to reconnect, as you're saying, to those memories, those soul memories. So
now, people want to hear this song, they would just go to CD Baby and just type in Anunnaki Return or Gillian Fisher.
It's listed, because we're the performers, it's listed under the Outback Gypsies.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
they
okay.
can also, I think, also list the name of the song, Anunnaki Return.
And then it'll pop up.
It'll come up.
It'll definitely come up. Well, another interesting thing for us is when we've played it live, some people have said to me they knew, hadn't even heard of the Anunnaki at all, and yet by the end of our performance, after we've opened with the song and talked about it at the beginning, So it gives people a chance, and by the end of the gig, or which is 3 hours later, they come up and the whole point is about, it's like they're learning about something which they already knew, but they said to me that they just needed to hear it and get them started, and now that it's like they already knew it, but they're learning more now because they've got to hear it, and that's what they needed. It really touched them. That's what they needed. So quite often we do the gig, and then for the next two to three hours after it, we're still talking about really that song, which is it's a real amazing thing what it does to people and how it touches them and opens them up, and as they say, they knew it, they just needed to hear it from somehow, and they didn't know when it was going to come, and that was the time. And so we'll be performing it again this Thursday when we perform, and we won't tell anybody about it, but we know when we get there and we start talking about it, it sparks an interest and people fall. Yeah, it's I don't know, it's so incredible to witness and to be part of it. I think it takes us about 3 or 4 minutes to recover after playing it because it's everybody, it's sometimes, and it's happened a few times now, is that we don't get many people that clap or after it. Everybody's,
they're just listening.
They're just like their eyes are lit right up and their mouths are open. It's like they're, whoa, and it's like it takes a minute or 2 minutes of dead silence. Not one person says anything, and it's quite an incredible feeling.
That's happening here too. Yeah, when I play that for groups here, I play the song and I'm waiting, go, well, what'd you think? And nobody says a word, and everybody's just like kind of dumbfounded, you know, and because it's activating something on a very deep level, and you don't hear, like you're saying, the applause may come later or if at all, but it does kind of, you know, put people in an altered state. It's very interesting.
Yeah. It's
a good way.
Yeah, in a really good way, because we've done it, I think, three times now since we've been back, and each time we've played it, people have asked if they can hear it again. And so it's not often you play the same song twice when you're performing. But it's still that people need to hear it again, and that's sort of what's been happening to us, and it's beautiful to be able to share it, and if, you know, if we're just the messengers, then that's, we're really enjoying being part of it, because it's bigger than what we could ever imagine, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I think with the networks that I have connections with and the other people, I've sent it to some other radio hosts that I know, friends of mine, and they sent me, I just got like, oh my God, back, you know, and so they're probably going to be playing it over their stations, and I sent them the link if they wanted to, you know, get it for themselves or purchase it. So we'll see what happens. I think this thing is going to have a life of itself, and it's just going to take off like wildfire.
Yeah. Well, all I can say, James, is that since the song came through all of us, every time I wake up during the night, the song's playing. Like, it just keeps running through my head. So, which is absolutely, you know, I can't stop. Yeah, and I don't want to stop it. You know, it's obviously working, I think, on all of us on such a deep level.
Yeah,
it's beautiful.
We actually played it live on the ABC radio, which is our radio station, which is national radio station in Australia. Probably, it definitely is our biggest radio station. And the amount of talk back after it, and they rang us up and asked us if we could come in again. So we will be going back there to do it again. But I think we've got a couple of other commitments to other radio stations, which are where we be doing in the next couple of weeks, and we'll get back there to them. But they said the amount of feedback and talk back, what it's created is people actually talking and learning about it, you know, which is
so we need you, James, because when they ask us questions, we need you to be able to share.
Yeah, so
you know what the history is of the of you know
we'll
the
people. Yeah, I just put a YouTube out about that, so I'll put a longer version. Maybe that might help, but
we're not really good at answering all the questions sometimes, and they're asking us, and we said, you know, we're part of it, but we're like you guys. We're just it's coming from a greater source, and so that would be great if we could get that link and we could say, this is, you know, this will answer all of your questions, because we're all part of it together.
Exactly. Hey, we can give them a link to this show and they can listen to the show and then be educated about it. But I think what's more important is this, that they hear it and it registers in the soul, and that's going to unlock the ancient wisdom within, you know, and the ancient memories, and that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
What do you think? Should we kick it up and kick it on and see what happens?
Yeah, the listeners are probably dying to listen to it now. Talk about it.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to see if we can fire this up and we'll see how it goes here.
To ride along, he left our children to oversee the civilization at its dawn. Our children, they have fallen, forgotten noble virtue. They were left here to serve our seeds we left behind. Like they, those who serve them have fallen. Just as well. Yet now it is time to awaken. Divinity stands. Slaves, we're not yours. We were meant to walk as one. And now we have returned when all is said and done. The tyrant's days are over. Separation, greed, and control. It is time to lead yourself from your own heart and soul. Come to awaken, heal and empower. is written in your prophecies, the budding of the flower. Know that your divine is seated in the gods. Waters are pouring, love so sublime. All the children, those young and old, we are now returning as the prophecies have told. Those who serve them have fallen just as well. Yet now it is time to awaken. Divinity, standing tall. Divinity, standing tall. Divinity,
I don't hear any applause, so it must be having the same effect, but hopefully over the airwaves. But anyway, every time I – oh, go ahead.
As I say, and we can remember that it was done in virtually as a live recording just with John Kelly, who is an amazing person within himself, and he had – limited gear, like no music, recording studio or anything. It was just the way he virtually was able to download a live recording onto his computer. And there's no really effects or that nothing's been done to Andrea's voice. Or it's just he's, yeah, been able to capture something that was live and transform it. And so we think it's beautiful because it's raw and it's real and it's... That's the way it was delivered to us. So that's why we really like that.
Yeah, I feel it. I totally feel it. Just listening to it again, I just feel totally attuning again with this Supreme Council, and I feel their energy and just the amazing love coming from them and how they are coming to help us out, you know, to help, you know, rewrite the wrong and take care of the fallen ones they left behind. And it's going to get very interesting here real soon, because I know this old network, you know, this Archon network and the enslaving network, whatever you want to call it, the tyranny consciousness and that network is about ready to fold in on itself, because it's losing its backing even in the grid. You know, the consciousness grid is not supporting it. The earth is not supporting it. And the people are awakening. And you know, as I was talking before, we just saw this in the Syria conflict where they tried to start, you know, World War III, and nobody was appearing. You know, we're not going to show and we're not going to get involved. And well over 90% of the people in America said, no way. You know, we're not doing it. And so they had to back down, and England backed down. So, you know, who knows whatever false flags they're going to try to pull to start it up again. But it's a major indicator that people are awakening on a soul level and they're becoming wise to all the manipulations of the past, and the powers that were just don't have the backing anymore that they had. They don't, their rituals aren't working anymore, and there's nobody there to do their rituals to, and that's being all cleaned up as we speak.
Yeah,
that's, I think that I was just reflecting, James, on what you were saying then, because when we arrived back in Australia from coming away from the ranch, and I think it was only like 5 days between the time we recorded the song with you and flew back here, and the energy that we felt back in Australia was so significantly different from where we'd been. And to me, that was such a beautiful contrast in what the message of the song is about, because we were in such a beautiful, uplifted space when we created the song and the time that we all spent together on the ranch, which is something that I know personally I'd love to be just living that day to day. And when we arrived back here, you know, it was like hitting concrete. It was, you know, just the first 48 hours, it was really difficult to adjust to the difference in the energy here, and just going back into that old construct of life, you know, living under the, you know, society's structures the way that they are now. To me, I just don't feel like I can do that any longer.
Well, I think the whole planet's starting to figure that one out, and realizing that, you know, we are divine beings and we do have divine rights, and we do have the divine right to live a thoroughly loving, joyous, abundant life. And those who have been interfering with that divine right are about ready to have a little, you know, karmic retribution coming up, you know, a major acceleration to the action reaction and the deeds, you know, that they've been, you know, pulling off recently. So, you know, it's all about frequency, and it's all about the earth rising, you know, and humanity waking up and just standing up and standing in, you know, divinity standing tall, as you sung so well.
Yeah, and I think Andrea's written the words down to the song somewhere.
Oh, yeah, I'm in CD Baby. If you go down into download it, underneath the notes of the CD, the single notes, I've typed up the words. So if our listeners want the words, they're there so that you can, you know, read them or print them out. I think it would be a beautiful mantra for all of us to be singing across, you know, universally across the world, is divinity standing tall, because I think that's going to create a great momentum for all of us to just, you know, reconnect to that strength we have inside of us.
Yeah, man.
And, you know, follow our hearts, yeah, and our souls.
Yeah, Andrew often says...
Yeah. It's time to lead, you know, that one line in there. I can't remember exactly how it goes, but it's time to lead ourselves from our own heart and soul. And, you know, that's where we need to get back to.
Yeah, it was, the words in there are beautiful. After you wrote it, James, I can remember you coming out and saying, I don't even know what I've written here. I'll have to have a look, because it was channeled to you in such a beautiful way that... as I said before, you have to be there to witness it. But I'm really blessed that we can, or with for Andrea and I, that we can share it with others and sing it to other people. Because to me, life is so beautiful. Andrea says, "How can you be happy 24/7?" And I think that that's not, definitely getting a greater influence from something that's happening to me, which I would like to be able to share. And this song is one way that you can talk about it, and the words, you can virtually every sentence in there you can look at and dissect, and both have our own thoughts on it. And Andrea and I often just, we talk about everything in there and how it's, we're amazed at the words that you were given, and for us to be able to share them, and how it can reflect on a person's soul and spirit to make them, whoa, it really makes you feel alive as a human being. You're alive after you've heard the song. You're alive, and that's that's a beautiful way to put it. But yeah, you really feel that. Wow, it's a beautiful place to live here in the world, and we're really lucky to be here at the moment to be able to to be here to share things like this and witness amazing events. For example, when you wrote the song, it was amazing. So yeah, well, anyway.
Yeah, when it came through, that's when I handed it to you. I said, you know, I said this song just came through. I hope you can do something with it because I have no idea. It just came through, and I don't know how to write a song or anything. And I said, I hope you can make something out of this. And
it felt like to me, James, it felt like a songwriter's dream because you handed us lyrics that were didn't need to be changed or tweaked. Nothing. It was just they were just completely beautiful and uplifting, and the vibration, you know, was just woven right through the song immediately. So, wow. As a songwriter, that's like your ultimate.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to see, you know, we might have some people out there that want to ask a few questions or take some calls. And you know, would you guys be open to hanging on and maybe answering a few questions if people want to call in?
Sure.
Yeah, we'd love to.
Yeah.
Great. Well, let me give those numbers. If you want to call into the show and ask any questions of myself, you know, or Andrea or Dell, the number is 888-627-6008, or you can call 530-413-4522 or 530-413-5011. And we'll give you those numbers again in a little while if you want to grab a pencil. I notice probably after playing this song, people are still digesting it, you know, and you probably have questions later, but, you know, feel free to give us a ring if you want to. And we'll see if we can get you on the air and answer any questions. Or if you have any other questions, you know, about kind of what's unfolding right now, feel free to ask those as well. So anyway, I'll give you those numbers again. It's 888-627-6008, 530-413-4522, or 530-413-5011. And those are the call-in numbers if you want to call. And I'm hoping, I think we're having trouble connecting in with our home line. So I don't know. We had a few guests here at the ranch that we're going to try to bring on and talk about their experiences here. But it looks like that link is not happening for some reason, but anyway, we'll just see what happens here if we can to get some of the guests here at the ranch or if anybody wants to call in. But we'll just go ahead until somebody pops on the line and talk about, you know, the other things going on. So, you know, I'm wondering what's the climate like in Australia? Are people awakening there and people starting to wake up and you know, realize what's going down? And, you know, I know you have, oh God, I'm blanking out. It's the Scarecrow network there. Oh boy, we have them on all the time and I'm just getting a mental block on it, but I know it'll come to me. But you have some people over there that are doing an amazing job of waking people up. And, you know, I'm not sure if the, people are starting to figure things out over there as well.
Yeah, I think, well, personally, James, we've encountered a lot of, interesting people. We've got people over here that there's kind of two groups, probably like all over the world. You've got people that are opening up and really embracing the changes that are happening, that they're tuning in, you know, to different ways of living. We've actually, at the moment, we have a friend who's really dear and close to us, and he's moving away from, you know, a relationship that he's been involved with children for about 16 years. And I think that's where it's hitting people, you know, on their day-to-day lives. They're really tapping into wanting to feel you know, themselves, their true selves, and to feel alive, and they're starting to make changes, you know, based on recreating how they want to live and how they want to feel. And that might mean that they, you know, they walk away from relationships even though it's painful. They restructure the way that they work in the world. We met another lady yesterday who lives locally here, and she's doing the same thing. She's leaving her marriage, and she said to me, I've been trying for 9 years, you know, to make it work, and it's just not working. So I think on a personal level, at least in our community here where we live, we're in a small coastal community of about 5,000, but people are really, you know, open to taking a look at how they want their lives to feel, you know, what they want to be doing out in the world, and really honouring their gifts, which is, that's beautiful.
Yeah, and also where we live is right on the beach, in Ocean Beach in Western Australia, and we got to witness one of the most amazing things. About 7 days ago, we had the biggest surf that we've had here for over 50 years. Uh-huh. The waves were about 8 metres, and normally they tow the surfers on to the waves with the jet skis because the waves are so big, but the waves were just, the whole beach filled up, and the word got out about the surf and the wind and the waves, what was happening. So it just got bigger and bigger. So lots of people got to witness the climate change, and it was talking, you know, we went down, we were part of the audience just watching people, and in surfing terms, there's a thing called barrels where they go into a tube and they disappear for like a few seconds and then come back out. Well, the people were disappearing for, it felt like minutes. And yeah, everybody's talking about climates and the change, what's happening with the climate. So it's witnessing it before your eyes, to be thinking, wow, there's so many beautiful things, as well as we, I know that we have lots of things that are with the climate, which is changing, but like those earthquakes, and where there's that side of it, but on the other side of the coin, we've got the things that are set, like for the surf, and what's happening when we start to, Andrea and I, we stargaze a lot now. When we wake up in the morning, we tap each other, are you awake? Do you want to go out and stargaze? And we get to some really beautiful things. And the other morning, I think it was about 4 o'clock in the morning, we both woke up and we got our chairs out there, and we go out and they sit there, and just being together and is beautiful. But when we thought we weren't going to see too much, all of a sudden we've seen one of the biggest ships that we'd ever seen pass, and it was like it just lit up, and it was all there for us, and we just you just look at each other and think, we live in an amazing world with some amazing things happening at the moment, and we're really, yeah, as I say, blessed to be able to witness the beautiful things, as well as the, I suppose, there's chaos going around everywhere too, but it's on both sides. You know, we get to witness some beautiful things too.
Awesome. Hey, we've got a caller here. We've got Mia from Los Angeles, so we're going to see if we can bring Mia on the show and maybe give us her feedback on the song or whatever else she wants to talk about. So, Mia, are you with us?
Hi there. How are you?
Doing great. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. The song was absolutely beautiful.
Oh, great. Did you feel
very
like
profound.
Did you feel an energy that came transmitted with the song? Or?
Absolutely. Very tranquil. Just totally resonated. Beautiful.
Great.
Yeah. I wanted to ask a question about some things that you mentioned in the beginning of the show.
Yes.
If you don't mind.
Sure.
When you were talking about the Anunnaki returning, is there any correlation between that and what a lot of things on the internet about FEMA preparing for, you know, an attack and all
yeah.
that stuff? Do you think there's a connection?
Well, that's one of the cards that they're playing. you know, they're running out of countries, you know, to create into enemies, you know, and the Syrian thing didn't work. And, you know, there's a lot of Carol Rosen's talked a lot about that, about the whole cards that they're playing to keep the separation going and keep the fear. And one of them was an alien invasion. So that's the whole card that they're playing. And there's nothing to worry about coming from the skies. It's the stuff that's already here, that's been here for a long time, that's been the greatest plague to humanity in the earth. And it's the fallen ones and those who serve them, as well as the, you know, the people that have just lost track of their humanity and don't realize that they are on a living planet, and that planet needs to be taken care of. So basically, yeah, they're going to probably try to pull that card. I don't think it's going to go over. Too many people are aware that they're going to try to do a false flag alien invasion. And Alfred Weber and all these other people are out there, and Carol Rosen, and so many people are out there saying that this is just bogus, that enough people know about it now. So I doubt if they're going to try to pull that one off.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Well,
yeah,
just, all right.
Come up,
thanks, guys.
Yeah, we missed you. Come on, visit us.
I will. Thank you. Thanks, guys. I'm going to go on the website and see if I can buy the song.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Hey.
Okay, take care. Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
All right, you too.
You too. Bye.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that have come to the ranch for gatherings and workshops, and me is a beautiful soul that is one of those people that has always been listening to the shows and coming to the events at the ranch. But anyway, there are so many people I know listening to this show, and I know it just played on another broadcast that I was on, and I put it out to some other shows too. So I think this is going to get some real legs here real soon, and probably affecting people all over the world.
Yeah.
Great.
That's
beautiful.
It's definitely affected people in our side. yeah, as I said, I'm glad we're the messengers to be able to be part of something and witness something that's so beautiful. And
yeah,
there's lots that we're learning all the time. We seem to be, yeah, just talking about it and talking about things that are happening around within Australia, and just where we are at the moment, it's quite cold. But it's raining through the night off and on, but the climate change here is, yeah, quite extraordinary, yeah, to witness, because we know within about within a month's time it's going to be well in its 30s all the time, and yeah, it's as in heat type things. So the sun will be, yeah, gives a different energy to a lot of people, but yeah, it brings them into action.
Yeah, they're definitely, you know, the weather is going bonkers right now and all over the world, and I know people's energy levels are getting really amplified by this incoming energy in the alignment with the galactic plane. And you know, I've been watching people getting very agitated with some of this energy, and some people are getting very tired and sedated with it. And I know that they've done research at Stanford when they fluctuate the magnetic fields, that, you know, some people will, and monkeys actually go comatose, or they go into self-mutilation at the highest extreme. So, you know, the good news is we don't have to all behave like monkeys. You know, when we know what's going on, we can adjust to it and become the observer and not get into reactionary mind and start flipping out like the rest of humanity seems to be doing.
Yeah, it's very true. We had the wind, as I said, has been really powerful here, and we've had some big storms. And I rang Andrea up and I said, "Oh, I've just witnessed one of the biggest trees fallen down. It's fallen out down onto this car, and it had completely squashed it." And we watched the people come out and find out that it was their car, and they were quite
distressed,
or, you know, really stressed out about it. But I looked on the other side of the coin and said, you know, how beautiful it was that they weren't in the car. Nobody was hurt. And so then we got to, yeah, and everybody was torn. So the newspapers and everybody come out to have a look at what had happened. And some of the reports in the newspapers, some, you know, call it, as I say, chaos and, you know, bad winds, and then others headline, how lucky, you know. That was like whatever I was talking about on the two coins, both of the different papers had picked up one side and the other one had picked up the other side. One was sort of negative and one was positive. So I think it's important to be positive, because that reflects onto other people, and that energy keeps, and it's growing within all of us. We can feel it.
Right. Yeah, it is so important right now to just become the observer and master that loving detachment, and know changes are coming, and be flexible and flow with these changes, and we'll be fine, you know. But the people that can't do that, that are becoming rigid and just need to be right, you know, and need to hold their control positions and things like that, are not doing too well, you know, with these energies. So, I mean, it's good news, because it's pushing all this up for us to look at and for us to heal, and we can flow with that process and own our stuff and heal it, you know, and go to the next level, you know, or we can have an extremely negative experience and maybe come back later, you know, pick up a different vehicle or whatever. But anyway, we're out of time, unfortunately, but I can't thank you guys enough. It's just been awesome hearing your voices again. And who knows, I'll probably get out there soon and hang out with you and Giles Campbell out there, and we'll get a little tour going.
Yeah, that sounds would be great, James. Thank
you very much, and to all the listeners for us being able to share the story and something that we witnessed. And thank you, James, and thanks, Andrea.
Thank you, James, and thanks, Del, and thanks to our listeners. Yeah. And just remember those three words: divinity standing tall.
And what, cdbaby.com, Outback Gypsies, Anunnaki Return, if you want to find that beautiful song. All right. Hey, well, thank you so much for coming on the show. It's awesome connecting again with you, and we'll be talking soon.
Great.
Thanks, James. Bye.
Blessings, James. Yeah. Right, bye.
Bye.
All right, it's James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio signing off. Have a great evening, and watch the skies and be open to help from on high, because the help is coming, and don't fall into fear at these other old programs. You know, it's just another big last ditch attempt by the powers that were. Anyway, have a great evening. Good night.